time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
For many years now, Mazzotti's on the Plaza in Arcata has been a Humboldt County tradition when it comes to fine Italian dining. But did you know that Mazzotti's is also famous for its great steaks and seafood? So when at Mazzotti's, you have a choice. Authentic Italian food, steaks, seafood, or all three. Remember, when it's time to celebrate, go ahead. Live, love, and laugh at Mazzotti's. On the Plaza Arcata, of course.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. How many of you knew that there was a North-South California high school football bowl game? I didn't either, at least not until my grandson, Nate Madsen, a Eureka High School senior football player, was chosen to play in it. He was the only player from the far northern part of the state to be chosen. Now, I don't know how long this game has been going on, but I think it's an honor for someone to be chosen to play. Consequently, my daughter and son-in-law, Terry and Jim Madsen, contacted KIM TV Channel 3 and the Times Standard with the information a couple of weeks ago. Cameron Kramer did a nice interview with Nate at one of the basketball tournaments and aired it on the 17th of December or so. Jim talked to someone at the Times Standard, and the reporter didn't seem to be too interested, so he took the information to the office and talked to Ray Aspuria, I believe. In the meantime, I sent an email to the editor asking that she follow up on it. Well, I received no answer, and not one word was printed about Nathan or the game. Now, it seems to me that the Times Standard has plenty to say about Arcata, McKinleyville, and Fortuna and Ferndale athletics, but with the exception of a nice write-up on Zach Stone, very little to say about Eureka's athletics. This last year was a disappointment for Eureka High football, but the kids worked just as hard. Why not a little support or encouragement? After talking to Terry Sunday morning, it was a low-scoring game in the rain, and I think the North Coast lost. But according to Terry, Nate played a lot and had a good game. If you're up to it, write the Times Standard and inquire as to why the local coverage is so poor. If you've listened to me for any length of time, you'll know that I often go after the lack of teaching of grammar, or perhaps it's the learning of grammar that is lacking. Anyway, now in TV ads and other performances, we hear, "Me and my friend," or "Me and my brother." Drives me crazy. Don't the people who write these ads know better? Kids hear this. I've even heard college football players say, "Me and my whatever." It's my friend and I, or my brother and I. A Jack in the Box commercial is the latest offender. Where's the mute button? Well, I had my first run to the new ER at St. Joseph's Hospital. It was about 9:30 a couple of Fridays ago, and my left bicep got sore on Wednesday, and more sore on Thursday, and by Friday night, excruciating. My wife took me to the ER, and they treated me, eventually, with a shot of morphine. The pain went away. I don't remember much after the shot. But all in all, I was well taken care of, and it didn't take all that long. Luckily, it wasn't too busy. But thanks to the nurses and the ER doc for doing a good, thorough job. Bob Davis, if you're still listening, my electric pencil is prominently displayed. I still have a good time showing it to friends and getting laughs. Well, Christmas, at least the commercial part, is over, and we're about to take on the new year. Let's start by impeaching Congress. A bien año nuevo. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.